This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. A fixture on the central Illinois music scene passed away over the weekend. Michael Cavanaugh could be seen in clubs, at festivals, pavilions, and coliseums, indoors, outdoors. If music was part of the event, there's a good chance Michael Cavanaugh was there. Morgan Schulte is a special ed teacher and therapist at the Baby Fold, who in her spare time helps promote music in the Twin Cities. She joins me on the phone this morning. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, you know, everyone is sad about Michael. Boy, it was a shock on Saturday night for some and Sunday for the rest of us to hear that passed away. You encountered Mike quite a bit at music events across Bloomington Normal. Can you describe the effect he had on those that he encountered?
Absolutely. I mean, he was such an integral part in our local live music scene. I mean, if you're in a local band or you're a local music supporter, you knew him. I mean, he was out and about downtown Bloomington every weekend, whether it be Six Strings, Fat Checks, or Capitol Theater. And he was always the man in the front dancing, supporting live music. Absolutely. You know, he was just a guy that you just wanted to be around. You know, we all meet people we enjoy being around. But there was something different about him.
And people described him as being so positive and full of life and always had a smile on his face. Do you have any story that maybe is an example of that and the kind of effect he had on other people?
Well, I mean, I don't have a specific story, but just overall was just such a great guy. You know, a couple of friends and I were chatting yesterday about him, and one of my friends hit the nail on the head when describing him. She said he was pure joy. I mean, if a person could be such a thing, it would be Mike. I mean, he just seemed happy to be alive. And rolled with live punches better than anyone I knew. I mean, his favorite thing was to be out and about listening to great live music and chatting it up with anyone and everyone, especially the ladies. You know, if you look at his social media accounts, he was the man in town that met the most beautiful ladies. All of them. Everybody knew him. And he had a blast doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge hit to our local scene with him.
Yeah, we're sad for the loss of Michael Cavanaugh. Morgan Schulte, thank you for talking with us about Michael this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We turn now to a 40-year friend of Michael Cavanaugh, Jeff Stewart, a Connect Transit driver who also saw Cavanaugh a lot while driving his bus in town. Good morning, Jeff, and boy, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, sad day. Too bad it wasn't just a bad dream.
Yeah. Well, you knew Michael longer than a lot of us knew Michael Cavanaugh. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like to know Michael 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah, I knew Mike since about 1976 area, and I would spend the weekends with my grandmother, and Mike would come down with all the neighborhood kids and with his basketball, and he'd always do his basketball tricks, and he loved shooting basketball and just hanging out with everybody. He was just a terrific person, just do anything for you, and he just liked being around people all the time.
I want to ask you a little bit about the music scene as well. We've talked with Morgan Schulte just a minute ago and with Haley up in Chicago about the impact he had on the music scene here in Central Illinois, but he was also an integral part of the Special Olympics here in Bloomington Normal.
Yeah, he was a big part of Special Olympics. He even went to Greece several years ago. He was a special invite to that. And if I recall, he had over 500 Special Olympic medals.
He loved telling me about bocce ball, too. And when he went to Greece, I remember him telling me that. I'm going to Greece, and I'm going to go win some medals. he was just so proud of himself, though, about that, too.
Oh, yeah. He lived a tremendous life, and, yeah, he was a very proud person. And he loved talking about all the stuff.
What was your last interaction with Michael? Do you remember?
It was on the bus, and he was talking about going to Six Strings. Because he said, I'm going to go do some dancing. Have me a Mountain Dew or a Sprite and do my dancing with the ladies, he said. Get some more pictures. And he always would tell me, thanks for commenting on my Facebook. He always loved it when people would comment on his Facebook pictures.
Well, Jeff Stewart, longtime friend of Michael Cavanaugh, thank you so much for talking a little bit about Michael this morning. And again, I'm so sorry for your loss. You knew him a long, long time, and I know everyone in town is really upset about this.
Yeah, it's like losing a family member, somebody you've known for 4 years or more. It's really very sad.
Michael Cavanaugh, dearly loved, clearly will be missed by thousands across Central Illinois. Cavanaugh passed away Saturday night of a massive stroke.